the team coach. I know you had a really tough, challenging weekend. You faced one of the top teams in the NAHL in the Austin Bruins. It was a home-and-home set. How'd the weekend go?
Not good. There's a pretty simple way to put it. I thought Friday night we got off to an early lead, which was nice, and then we had the game going in the direction we wanted. They pushed back a little bit, but there were some good lessons to learn on Friday night. Hey, when to be physical, when to get nose-to-nose with the other team and challenge them, but also when not to, too. And unfortunately, on Friday night, there was a line brawl at the end of the game, so we lost. It was our first line going against their fourth line, so after if you fight under 5 minutes, you get thrown out for the next night. So we lost some guys from our top line. They lost their fourth line. So in hockey, you got to get a feel for the game. So I think our guys learned that and then flipped it around. Saturday night, no, we didn't have the results that we wanted by any stretch of the imagination, but we had the togetherness and the teamwork that we needed without a doubt. And I think that's what we have to focus on going forward.
All right. And we are focusing on what's going forward. You've got a home series this weekend. You're at Bismarck in town, the Bobcats, another one of the top teams in the Central Division. Any players out for this weekend based on what happened last weekend?
No, everybody paid their sin on Saturday night. You got to watch the game from the stands. We'll have a full team, and all the guys that we want in the lineup are available for us on Friday night, which is going to be a great game at 7, Saturday night at 6:30. And I think it's a great opportunity for our team. I think going forward, we always hit reset. You're great in us leaping forward, which I love when you say that. And our teams leap forward. And we've had a good, strong week of practice so far. And it's not about hockey anymore. We really are focused on how to grow together as a team and how to learn how to be a great teammate. And I've made mistakes myself of just making sure they know everything about hockey and they have all the skills and the details on the ice. But at the end of the day, if we're not teaching them how to be the best teammate they can possibly be, we're never going to be the best team we can possibly be. So that's our focus going forward.
And, you know, that relates to life in and of itself, too. I mean, when you go into business or when you, you know, graduate college and you go off into the business world, the working world, it's all about being a great teammate no matter what you're doing, right?
That's who you want to surround yourself with, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want to surround yourself with the guy who's selfish, gets a lot of points or a lot of sales, but the only thing he's about himself? Or do you want to show up to work every day with somebody that cares about the person next to him, gives their effort every day, and loves the group? And if you have that mindset, not only are you going to be a better hockey player, guess what? I'm pretty confident that group of guys that you're with now, 10 years from now, when an opportunity comes up that they have, they'll probably pick up the phone and call you. So these are habits you're going to take with you for the rest of your life, and that's what we're trying to instill in our guys. That's number one. That's the number one part of my job, is to make sure that they're ready for that next challenge of life. And when the fire gets going, which we've been in it, we're not going to hide or lie from it this year, but don't get out of it. Stay in it. I've never had a bad situation that I've been through in my life that then hasn't been a better opportunity down the road once I've gotten out of it. And that's a great thing, though, a lesson for me to pass on to the guys. And we were talking before we got on air, like the NIL part of the business. Mm-hmm, yeah. You're going to hear a lot of people saying, I had to do what was best for me, so I'm going to this school. Well, in reality, if you want to look in the mirror and find out what was best for you, you look in the mirror and say, hey, maybe the best thing for me is to stay where I am, make the most out of the great opportunity I've been given. And if it's tough, fight through it, because that's going to give you habits and qualities, going to take you through a lot of what life's going to present. And nowhere does it ever say life's going to be easy.
No, does not. All right, Bismarck Bobcats this weekend. It's a home series for you. 7 o'clock Friday night, 6:30 Saturday night. It's part of that 4-game homestand. And then the following weekend, I know you'll be in again next week, Coach, but it's the Charlie Boyk weekend as well.
Great. It's a great night for the community. I mean, Charlie obviously tragically passed away in a car accident a few years back. His mother, Erica, is a driving force behind our organization, gets our players connected with the community, gets our players homes to live in the community. And it's just a great way to, number one, honor Charlie, thank Erica and her family for all the work that they've done, but also connect with everybody. It's going to have great jerseys that night. It's going to honor Charlie on it. It's going to connect us with the St. Cloud Crush, his team, because it's similar colors with the Norseman Crush. It's outstanding jerseys for everybody to get there. And on top of that, Erica's put together a little dog racing competition. So I think, I don't know how you'd pass up going to that. If you're from St. Cloud and you care about the community, I don't know how you do not get out to our game and support the club. But number one, support Charlie and the cause.
Very good. And of course, 22 dachshunds are going to be racing, I found out from Erica.
Oh, wow.
You're going to have a rink full of dogs that night, Coach,
yes,
all right?
We want some dogs, little dogs running around racing on the ice, and we want some dogs inside the St. Cloud Norseman hockey room. Dogs on the puck and dogs attacking the other team. How's that sound?
I like it. Get some dog in them. All right, Coach, 7 o'clock Friday night or 6:30 Saturday night. Might go to both games. We're going to give you the opportunity to go without having to pay for tickets. Ooh. You get your chance to win those tickets coming up with our Connect Four game at 7:15. Coach, anything else you want the listeners to know about this weekend and Bismarck?
Bismarck, great hockey team coming against our team, and I can't wait for you guys to get out there and just support us, but I'm excited to see our team just to come together and push for each other. That's number one. Just sticking up for each other, yes, but just giving each other a tap on the back. So, hey, I got you. I'm going to pick you up. It's a great quality to have.
Excellent quality to have. Coach Joe Ekster joining us this morning. Coach, have yourself a great rest of week of practice, and looking forward to hoisting the dub Friday and Saturday, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul.
Coach Joe Ekster joining us this morning. We've got Connect Four on the way.